Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden delivered an address on Wednesday from the White House where he laid out his decision to drop his bid for re-election and throw his support behind Vice President Kamala Harris.
I revere this office, but I love my country more. It's been the honor of my life to serve as your president. But in the defense of democracy, which is at stake, I think it's more important than any title.
He did not directly call out former President Donald Trump, who he has called an existential threat to democracy. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made a speech to the U.S. Congress on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was met with standing ovations at his address to a joint session of the U.S. Congress on Wednesday. While outside, Capitol Police deployed pepper spray on protesters opposed to the visit by the foreign leader.
America and Israel must stand together.
Netanyahu described the U.S. and Israel as allies in a joint fight against the threat posed by Iran and its proxy forces across the Middle East. And he thanked U.S. President Joe Biden for his support of Israel following the October 7th attack by Hamas gunmen from the Gaza Strip. Dozens of U.S. lawmakers boycotted his speech.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Thousands of demonstrators angry over the war in Gaza marched on the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu asked lawmakers for steady support. Scuffles with police broke out as officers tried to keep protesters away from the seat of the U.S. Congress, the scene of a violent insurrection by supporters of Donald Trump on January 6, 2021. As Zachary Goldman reported, police